Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
So, well-deserved game ball for the Patriots quarterback after his 201st win, of course, as the Pats beat the Rams. And we welcome you back with head coach Bill Belichick. And Bill, a good win overall, complimentary football for your Patriots. The defense in particular, how encouraged have you been by their performance the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think that they've done a good job. We've had a couple of good weeks of practice on our communication. We've turned the ball over a little bit. We'll get obviously a big challenge this week against the Ravens, but it's, you know, good to be able to make those plays. I thought our pass rush was good overall defensively, getting off the field on third down in the first half and, well, really throughout the game. But, you know, in the first half, being able to play from ahead and get a lead, that was important for us. But it was a good complimentary game. Our kicking game, our coverage teams on punt and kickoff were very good, and Steven made some big kicks for us. And offensively, we got enough points. 17 in the first half, that was big for us, so put us in good position.
On both sides of the ball, we see personnel groupings, almost constant substitutions. How much time do you have to practice that to make sure there's coordination and communication from the coaches and the players?
Really all the time, because we'll change personnel groups in practice offensively and defensively. Because they change them so frequently, then we change them frequently to practice it. So the assistant coaches do a great job of working with each other on that, the offense working for the defense and the defense working for the offense, to try to get not only the right people but the right formation and the execution of the play so that the other side of the ball can prepare for that. And it's a well-coordinated effort on the staff, but they do a great job of getting players who aren't familiar with running the other team's plays to be able to run them in a way that's pretty close to the way that they would try to do it.
Sticking with preparation, you're about to play three games in a span of 13 days. Now, you've been able to afford your team some victory Mondays the last few weeks, but how have you balanced overall what you've had to face preparing for each opponent these last few weeks with what lies ahead, as mentioned, with those three games in such a short window?
Right. Well, I think a little bit of that, the schedule has kind of favored us because the teams were pretty different. San Francisco with Coach Kelly's fast offense was a lot different than the Jets. And the Jets and the Rams were quite a bit different offensively and defensively. So I don't know how much we always gain something out of watching the game we just played. I'm not saying that, but it wasn't like the game we just played is going to have a lot of carryover into the next game. So we felt like it was probably best at that point to kind of get our rest, to take a little bit of extra time from a preparation standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, and make sure that we had our players prepared for kind of the new look or the new challenge that we were going to see. The Rams, a team we didn't know. The 49ers, a team that was quite a bit different from the Jets. So we kind of took those days as preparation days rather than film review days.
Now from the Rams to a team we know well,
yes,
an AFC North leader in the Baltimore Ravens. They've won four of their last five. What have you seen from them lately?
Well, they're a really good football team. They're getting a lot of people back. They're healthy now, and they're a really solid team across the board, offense, defense, special teams. They're very good in all three areas, very good in the kicking game. We probably saw the best punter in the league last week. We'll probably see the best kicker in the league this week with Tucker. Their offense has a lot of explosive players. They're a pretty experienced group, but they're very explosive with their receivers, their running backs, and, of course, their tight ends and a quarterback. And defensively, they're at the top of the league in run defense, third down defense, fewest points, and so forth. So they're a well-balanced team that's strong in every area. They're very physically and mentally tough. We know that. And, this is going to be a very, very competitive team, very competitive game that we're going to have to play not only 60 minutes of tough football, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of situational football that'll come into play as well.
And that quarterback, Joe Flacco, has started strong the last couple of weeks under a fifth offensive coordinator in the last 5 years after a change this season from Mark Trestman to Marty Mornhinweg. Have you seen a change in what Flacco's been asked to do for the Ravens?
Well, of course, we know Coach Mornhinweg from his time in the league, particularly with the Jets. So certainly a West Coast-based offensive attack, passing attack. There's a lot of carryover from what Coach Mornhinweg did with the Jets, kind of what they're trying to do with the Ravens. course, the personnel is different, and it's different. But I think we have things that we can relate what they're doing to, and that's a very good system and one that spreads the ball around a lot offensively to their skill players, all the ones that we just mentioned, and they don't turn the ball over. They do a good job of running the ball. They have good skill players, and they're a very good third down, red area, goal line, situational 2-minute football team. They scored quite a bit in the 2 minutes area. So they just do a good job in all the areas. We're going to have to be sharp across the board.
Sticking with those skill players, Perriman has emerged of late, the youngster. Of course, Mike Wallace, a veteran, Steve Smith, a veteran, Dennis Pitta. How about the ability to throw the ball downfield and test the defense downfield?
Yeah, they get you with their speed down the field and on crossing patterns. So they, they'll definitely test you going deep down the field. And they have, as you mentioned, the guys that can do it there with Wallace and Perriman for sure. But Smith and Aiken, Pitta, they're all explosive players. But they also get you on those crossing patterns too, where if they can get a step or two steps going across the field, like Wallace got on his long play. They can take a 5-10 yard pass and turn it into an 80 or 90 yard touchdown just with their speed and explosiveness. So it's not just the deep balls. It's a lot of the catch and run plays with the crossing routes, the over routes, things like that, that you also have to keep leverage on and defend and do a good job tackling.
And they've got a guy who's been about as competitive as any player in the league for the last decade and a half, coming off a torn Achilles. Steve Smith now in his 16th season. How do you measure your respect for that guy on the other side?
He's really a good football player. He does everything well. He can go get the ball down the field. He has excellent hands. He's a good intermediate route runner, and he's very good on the catch and run plays, slip screens, under routes, crossing routes, things like that. He's strong. He can break tackles. He's quick. He's a hard guy to get on the ground when the ball gets in his hands, and he's a hard guy to cover because he's able to create separation with his quickness and explosion and his overall playing strength. So good football player. Wallace has added a lot of speed to the group. Perriman's added speed to the group. Aiken has a lot of size, big physical player. So they have a lot of good options there in their skill position.
And before we talk about a special event tied into Monday's game, I want to ask you our ace ticket question of the week, and it comes to us from Rob of Drakett. Asks about the 2001 reunion and celebration. How special was it last weekend?
Really special. Yeah, really special. That was a great team. That was a great year. And the guys that came back, it was great to see all those players. They look good. They're doing well. It was first time a lot of us had seen each other in quite a while, or them seeing each other. And just to relive some of the memories and the moments of the week of the Super Bowl and that season were pretty special. Robert and the Kraft family put on a great event. There were some great video clips from that year and the Super Bowl that week and that game that really, really stirred the memories. So it was very, really a special year in 01, and it was very special to remember it last weekend.
And now to a cause that's special to you for obvious reasons, Monday's game, still an opportunity for a fan to win a raffle prize for the Bill Belichick Foundation, of course, which has done a lot of work in a lot of different ways to help young people and young coaches.
Yeah, so this will give the raffle winners an opportunity to kind of see the game up close, be down the field for pregame warm-ups, take some pictures down there, watch the game from up in the box, and get a little background insight into Monday Night Football, going to the ESPN truck and their production of the game. So just see some behind-the-scenes thing, and I'm sure they'll see a great game.
Sounds awesome. All right, we talked about the Ravens' offense. When we have the Belistrator, we're going to talk a lot about the Ravens' defense.
You bet.
All right, that's coming up in a bit, but more after this on Patriots All Access.